booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. 36 degrees, mostly cloudy skies on this Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Deborah Valentine with your news, sports, business, traffic, and weather. Here's everything you need to know.
The top five at five.
My heart, first off, I just want to say on behalf of the community how much our hearts are broken tonight.
Seven dead as California mourns its second mass shooting in 3 days. A targeted gang-related shooting leaves two dead at an Iowa charter school. Connecticut's Governor Lamont announces gun control measures, including a statewide ban on open carrying. A police-involved deadly shooting in New Jersey. The long-awaited LIRR service to Grand Central Terminal is set to start rolling. At least seven people were killed, one person critically injured Monday in shootings at two separate locations. This happened in a small coastal community in Central California, the state's second mass shooting in 3 days. The suspect here, identified as 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, was taken into custody more than 2 hours after these shootings in Half Moon Bay, according to the San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. Authorities believe Zhao acted alone. San Mateo County Supervisor is Ray Mueller.
My heart, first off, I just want to say on behalf of the community how much our hearts are broken tonight. There were farm workers affected tonight. There were children on the scene at the incidents.
Half Moon Vice Mayor Joaquin Jimenez.
First of all, I want to extend my condolences to the families that lost a loved one today, and to bring my to offer the support to all the families and the farm workers that were affected, that were present at the location of the shooting.
Yesterday afternoon, deputies were alerted to a shooting in an unincorporated area of San Mateo County, nearly 30 miles south of San Francisco. Deputies found four victims dead, one wounded upon arrival at the first location. And soon after, three more victims were found dead at a separate site. One shooting took place at a mushroom farm and another near a trucking facility approximately 2 miles from the farm. Two students were fatally shot Monday as well. This happened yesterday afternoon at a charter school. It's called Starts Right Here in Des Moines, Iowa, that is tailored for disadvantaged youth. Killed were an 18-year-old male and a 16-year-old male, according to police. An 18-year-old was arrested and faces two counts of murder. Two others are in custody. The suspect, 18-year-old Preston Walls, is charged with two counts of murder, one count of attempted murder, and one count of criminal gang participation. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic said the shooting was targeted.
The initial call said that there were multiple people shot and injured. First officers here did find three people with gunshot injury. Two of them were in very critical condition. The officers at the scene did perform CPR until the medics were able to get here and get them up to the hospital. Those two people, both students, are dead now at the hospital.
Police identify the wounded adult as the Starts Right Here program's founder, whose name is William Holmes, but he goes by Will Keeps. Keeps was shot but is said to be recovering. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced a series of proposed gun laws on Monday. These reforms include a statewide proposed ban on open carrying, expected to draw some strong opposition from gun rights supporters. Lamont and other officials said the legislation, which also includes new registration requirements for ghost guns and monthly limits on handgun purchases, is needed to help curb rising gun violence and crack down on illegal firearms around Connecticut.
If you're going to go legally buy a gun, don't buy dozens at one time. That you can't be up for nothing but bad news there. We're going to limit the bulk purchases as well.
The governor's proposals include a ban on the currently legal open carrying of firearms while still allowing concealed carrying, limiting handgun purchases to one per month to try and discourage bulk purchases and illegal sales, and spending an additional $2.5 million on community anti-violence programs. A deadly police-involved shooting in Deptford Township, New Jersey. The New Jersey Attorney General is investigating. That's a matter of routine in police-involved shootings. The incident in Deptford Township, Gloucester County, drew a massive police presence on Fox Run Road. This witness spoke to Philly ABC 6.
I just came out of a meeting, and then when I looked over, I seen a whole bunch of state troopers and Deford police surrounded the wooded area, and then all I heard was gunshots, them shooting shotguns and guns inside the wooded area.
Authorities have not yet released any details about the 911 call that led to that deadly police-involved confrontation. Well, the long-awaited and long-delayed Grand Central Direct begins running this week. The MTA announced that the Long Island Railroad will begin its service to Grand Central Wednesday. The service will operate between Jamaica and Grand Central Madison. Service to Grand Central Madison was postponed due to delays in testing. Here's the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul.
We are hit so hard during the pandemic, but to be able to have this new terminal open, the first major terminal like this in 67 years, this says that New York is exceptional.
The direct link to Grand Central Terminal is expected to reduce LIRR travel time by some 40 minutes a day. Trains will operate between 6:15 a.m. and 8 p.m. on weekdays, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the weekends.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.